you're about a month away from presenting your budget to the legislature. How does the revenues being down for the first several months of this fiscal year, how does that affect your planning for the new budget?
I think the deficit in the coming year, the projected deficit, is big enough that even without a deficit coming out of this year, I'd still be looking at the same things. So we have to get our costs under control. I'm going to propose in this budget no broad-based tax increases. I'm going to focus on streamlining services, reducing spending, and I want to avoid slashing and cutting, the kind of thing that has hurt Pennsylvania families in the past. And those are things that we can least afford to cut. So we need to streamline services, need to make government more economical, we have to live within our means. And I intend to do that, and I'll be unveiling that in my budget on February 7th.
Do you anticipate Republican pushback, maybe to even have a spending plan for fiscal 17-18 to be less than the current one, saying, well, look, the revenues didn't keep up with the $31.5 billion budget for fiscal 16-17?
I'm not sure how they would draw the conclusion that because revenues didn't increase as fast as expenditures, that we ought to just have a drop in spending. We need to make sure that our spending is in line with our revenues without any broad-based tax increase, and that's what I intend to present to the General Assembly in February.
So with the Republicans expanding their control, both the House and Senate, have you had to adjust your agenda at all from the issues that you ran upon? As far as, hold it, I've got to deal with the Republican House and Senate, what can I get through?
Ironically, I really haven't. I ran as someone who was really challenging the status quo in Harrisburg, politics as usual. I think the people of Pennsylvania elected me to address and challenge that status quo, and that's what I've been doing. They also wanted an increase in education funding. And I think there are enough people in the Republican Party here who wanted the same things. And we've worked together on things like reforming the liquor system, first time since Prohibition. We have legalized medical marijuana. We have a fair funding formula for education. And we're all addressing the opioid crisis together. So we've done a lot of things together, and obviously there are a lot of things we disagree on, but I'm hoping that we can continue to focus on the places where we agree.
One issue that has been kicked down the road, has not reached agreement, is pension reform. Do you have any hopes of pension reform in 2017, and what might that look like?
Well, I have a lot of hopes for pension reform. I want pension reform that actually saves money in the budget. Also really addresses in a significant way the unfunded pension liability, and is fair to employees. And I think we can reach agreement on that. There was a bill that passed the House that I supported, and it didn't pass the Senate. There are ways that we can reach bipartisan agreement on this. I agree that we can't kick this can down the road any longer.
What do you think is the key sticking point?
I'm not sure. I think when we sit down and have substantive conversations, it seems to me that we get fairly close, and I'm not sure why we can't just bring it across the finish line. As I say, there have already been bills that have passed Republican-dominated House and Republican-dominated Senate that I said I would sign if it got to my desk.
Governor Tom Wolf, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Kevin.